kind of written you off going into this game.
Who did?
Well, none of this in this room, but some of the media pundits.
Okay.
So, what's your reaction to those who said it was all over for the Packers?
Yeah, we don't play for them. We play for each other, and we got a good plan. Played with a lot of passion and executed really well.
What was the biggest difference between the first quarter and the rest of the game?
The wind helped. And then we just got into our three receiver set and started moving the ball a little bit. Mike did a good job rolling the personnel at times. The tempo was key, though. We got the tempo up, and then they couldn't keep up. We got a couple free plays, and that was kind of the one that got us going. You know, we had a free play on third and four, incomplete, and that was kind of our first down of the quarter, and we got things going. And after that, you know, we scored on every meaningful possession after that.
It's about as good as you got the right receivers. So,
well, Devontae's turned into Mr. January around here. You know, he had a couple of really nice catches. James obviously had some nice catches. Randall, you know, had a great game, moving him around a lot, catching the ball, and also running the ball in the backfield. That was key for us. The offensive line played great, you know, minus the safety. You know, JC did a great job at left tackle, and we did a good job of establishing the line of scrimmage.
What do you think this has to offensively?
This is huge for us. It really is. You know, I talked a lot the last couple of weeks about being able to turn it on, and a lot of you probably thought that was lip service. But, you know, we just needed a game like this to get our mojo back and get our confidence going. You know, I said this week that it just takes one. You know, it just takes one performance to get us going back in the right direction and believing that we can make a run.
Aaron, personally, was your confidence sagging off in that stretch, or, you know, that's what you're fighting
at all? No. I've never sagged with that.
You did say that you were going to be positive this week. That was a focus of yours. You wanted to give more from a body language perspective. And I thought I saw you smiling quite a bit today. I assume the outcome is part to do with it. Did you feel better than you had over the last 10 weeks, maybe, other than the Hail Mary?
Yeah, we won. We scored 35 points. You know, we moved the ball a little bit better. The playoffs, I think, brings that out of all of us. You know, it's a one-and-done mentality, and focus goes up and intensity goes up, and there's nothing like a road playoff win. It's exciting. Not really. You know, I just looking for my matchups. Missed a couple early on, but then I got settled in and made some better throws and some good adjustments. And you know, I trusted the plan, and Mike was rolling it quickly. The key for us, when we got some tempo going, got some first downs, we became, you know, a snowball kind of going downhill, and it was tough for us to stop. They were trying to sub. We caught them with guys on the field. They did sub, and, you know, we were still able to make some things happen. So the tempo was key for us.
What do you think between that and when things get stagnant?
Pete, I think it's usually one or two plays. And today we made them. You know, Devontae had a big catch down the sidelines, hit the, you know, two-minute drive that got us in the end zone. And then the confidence, we played a lot of confidence today and converted in the run game and in the pass game. You know, the drive after they came out in second half and scored was a key drive for us, going, you know, back against the wind. And John had a nice catch on, you know, on a conversion there. And we ran the ball really well on a fourth down to get us down there. And that was key for us.
Does it help that you've been here before?
I think so. I mean, it's tough to win these type of games. You got to know how to do it, and we obviously do. You know, we've won these games before, got into tough environments, and we appreciate our crowd support today. It was incredible, but we know how to win these games.
How much harder is it to win on the road in the playoffs?
Well, it just depends. You know, we got a great home field advantage, but when you go on the road, you galvanize together. It's you and your loyal fans there against, you know, the entire stadium. So. We came together today. We played for each other. I think you know, there was a time there down 11-0 where people could have, you know, started to have that doubt creep in, but it didn't. It didn't happen today. Defense kept playing well. You know, a big stop there after the what looked like a touchdown held into a field goal after the review. That really helped. You know, obviously they end up scoring the next possession, but to not be down, you know, 16-0, only to be down 11-0 was key for us.
How bad was it going to win? early on, it looked like something.
Yeah, the wind was difficult. You know, it was gusting. So I threw a go ball to JJ down our sideline, and the wind kind of caught it and took it about. It would have been out of bounds on a Canadian field, probably.
a lot of the questions about your team came after the Arizona game. How meaningful was it to be able to go back?
I mean, we kind of felt like this was the possibility to be able to go back there after that that loss. And, you know, we're coming off, obviously, a big win. And their last game, they got beat by a lot. So, you know, it's going to be a more competitive game, I bet.
A lot of people spent the week kind of dissecting the quarterback matchup and comparing you to Cousins, like the fact that his career has kind of been a lot less prolific. And some even said they'd rather have Cousins than you. Did you pay attention to that at all? Did that fool you at all?
No.
Aaron, you guys are used to having huge expectations. It doesn't seem like people expect as much of this team. Does it feel different?
Going to the playoffs with less expectations hanging over you guys?
No, I mean, we don't really care about any expectations, whether they're talking about picking Kirk over myself or talking about how, you know, everybody expected us to lose this game. You know, we don't care about those. Can I finish, please?
I'm
thanks.
Sorry. Yeah.
We don't care about those opinions out there. We care about sticking together and being confident in each other and picking each other up and playing for each other.
Because it did sound like some of the guys in the locker room did hear that stuff.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they probably do. But you know, it's hard not to these days with some of the, you know, social media and stuff. But I'm not on Twitter during the season, so I don't see a lot of that stuff.
Aaron, what did you see on the 34-yard pass to JJ after you hit the 12-man on the field? Did it look like you wanted it?
Yeah, it was great protection. We had a play backside start with Jeff on a hitch route and then came the front side. Actually, it wasn't Jeff, I don't think, on that play, but he made a good second reaction play, and the safety was out of the middle of the field. So just tried to give him a ball. It was tough, you know, going that way. You had to factor in the wind, kind of taking the ball a little bit farther. And I just tried to put him more on a line. He made a nice catch over his head.
Hey, Aaron, can you talk about the confidence that you had in your offensive line, especially after the way the game started and the safety and how it changed maybe as the game went?
Yeah, it's about the rhythm. You know, I think when you get into a rhythm with the pass protection, those guys were able to have some positive plays after the safety and start to feel good about the ability to protect. And then we ran the ball well. Every time you run the ball well, that's going to take some pressure off of those guys. They stayed in some base defense, which at times, you know, doesn't allow them to get into their transition rush as quickly. You know, I got the ball in my hand pretty quickly, as often as I could. And when I had to hold it, they did a good job of hanging on to their blocks.
When you got down 11 now, what made you confident that it was going to turn? You know, you guys are going to be able to get it?
Because we've been there, done that.
Aaron, I mentioned that throw to JJ. There was another one. It was 33. It's 24-18. And he's pushed him out and told him to go out front. The reason I'm asking about those is that looks like me and that looks like his offense. It's like they're making adjustments. They're making second reaction plays. Is that what's been missing? It's just those kind of moments that are clicking today that haven't been up until now?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing some of that stuff, but we just haven't been clicking the way we did today. There's stuff that happens in the game that we don't talk about, and if we're converting those, and then we're converting the ones that we do talk about, like the 2-point conversion to Abby, then our offense becomes a lot more dangerous.